Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm on your page right now for publishing Chrome books or whatever have you.
Oh, sure. We'll be glad to assist you. You're looking to publish a book of yours?
Yeah, I'm interested in trying to get a poetry book published.
Okay. So have you written out the book already, or are you in process of, compiling it together?
What do you mean? I have the material written already.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. You have the material written down already. Okay, that makes sense. And roughly, can you give me an idea how many, poems are we talking about, or how many pages are we looking at for this book?
Okay, well, the average, when I was scouting around for the poetry book, it was like they wanted like at least 20 poems or around
there. That's how it is.
Okay.
So have you got 20 poems over there, or you've got 25, or you got 55?
I got about 20 to 25.
Okay, all right, that's fantastic. And this seems like this is your first book, writing a book for the first time.
Yes, I've been thinking about it for the longest and trying to find out where I can get something started.
Okay, fantastic. May I have your name, please?
My name is Carletta.
Carletta, okay.
C-A-R-L-E-T-T-I-A. Armstrong.
Armstrong. Okay, I got this.
Yes.
So, Carletta, it seems
like... Turn this down. Bear with me for a second. I'm going to turn this TV down. I was watching something. Come on, TV. All right, here we go. All right, okay.
Okay. So what it seems over here that, it's a very easy job what you're looking at. All right, you would like to publish this poems book that you have actually written. And for this, do you have any platforms in mind where do you want to publish it, like on Amazon, on Google Books, on Barnes & Noble, or do you need recommendations?
Well, when you do a poetry, I would like to have some recommendations also, but I was also leaning towards trying to get into, Amazon had a KDP
Kindle
e-book or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the publishing. I had already signed up for that, but I don't know where I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing, or
mm-hmm.
I'm just an amateur at all of it. But I did sign up for the KDP and
mm-hmm.
everything.
Okay, all right, that's fantastic. So technically, you did the Kindle sign up. All right, with who? Did you actually hire a publisher for that, or did you go on Amazon and try to sign up over there?
Well, like I said, I signed up for the KDP. I thought that was signing up for the Amazon, but
mm-hmm.
I think you have to go through all the creation
mm-hmm.
and everything, get the book together,
indeed.
The e-book or whatever, and then put it on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have none of that ready.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Now, tell me more about it in terms of the cover of this book. Have you got this sorted out? Do you have someone working on it?
No, I don't have anything. I have all these ideas in my head. I'm trying to get this book. I'm trying to, I've entered a couple of contests with writing the poetry, but that don't seem to get me anywhere. But I'm just tired of putting my stuff out there and not getting any feedback. I don't know whether people are taking it or not, so I'm at the point where I want to be able to publish this and get my copyrights and everything and my name and everything. So
fantastic.
My material.
Fantastic. Makes complete sense to me, Carletta.
Because everything I have is written authentic. It's all mine. It's all
mm-hmm.
from my brain. So,
and everything is custom. You've not copied it from everywhere. You're not copying
no.
it. Not, okay, you created it at your
no,
own. All right.
No. Right.
That seems great, Carletta. And I guess you will be glad to go and assist you working on this book for you. Now, Carletta, there are a few options, all right, that I'd like you to go ahead and learn about before, you make a decision on which route you want to go ahead with, all right? Now,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that I would like to tell you that, see, you're a new author, all right, so editing, proofreading, formatting will be a part of any package that you actually choose from us for publishing or maybe for marketing or for any other process that you're going to choose for this book, all right? That means if you're going to the publishing, complimentary, we would edit the book, we would proofread the book, we would make sure everything is up to the mark, the content is placed in the right manner, it's formatted in the right manner, and then it would go for publishing. Okay? Now, here, moreover, I also want you to go ahead and understand in reference to KDP. All right? KDP stands for Kindle Direct Publishing. Kindle Direct Publishing is a part of Amazon where ebooks are actually going live. All right? That means if you actually have an ebook that you want to put it on Amazon, so you would go through KDP. However, if you want to put paperback or hardcover, so you go through the normal process. So here what we'll be doing for you is we will be formatting the book in all the three formats, in ebook, paperback, and hardcover, and we'll make it available for your clients to go ahead and purchase it on Amazon easily for all the three formats. Okay?
So are you saying that you could help me write the ebook and then send it to KDP?
Yeah. Okay. Like, for example.
Okay, see, that's where my issues, that's where I get stuck at, because I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I can't even talk to anybody from the Amazon to even, you know, like I'm talking to you to give me any kind of guidelines or. And what I did,
Okay, go ahead.
I started a Google Docs. You know, you familiar with Google Docs?
Yes, I am, of course.
Okay, so I have written a couple of my portraits on Google Docs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you know, so I don't know how you transfer that to.
Let's take you from the scratch, or let's begin from the beginning, from step one. So we both are on the same page. All right.
Okay.
Now, first of all, in reference to the process, it's very simple. All right, we would offer you ghostwriting service over here. Ghostwriting service means that I would, intact a team with you on this project who would listen to you, who would understand you, who would, dictate what you're actually, you would dictate actually what you have in mind, and they will be your writing hands. They would go ahead and write everything for you, note everything down for you, and do the writing part. Okay? Now, how does that work is once you're on board with us, once you complete your order process, sign the NDA. NDA stands for Non-Disclosure Agreement. All right. Before the book is copyrighted, to keep you in the safest corner, we give you an NDA that tells you that, yes, the book is your idea, this is your thought, this is your intellectual property. We are just hoping you edit, write, format, and publish this book. We do not hold any rights to the book. We do not hold any sales to the book and everything, you know. So all those clauses will be mentioned in the NDA. Once you sign it, you're on board with us. I would come intact you with the team. The team would interview you first, would understand your ideas, would understand your thoughts, and would, of course, listen to your poems that you have and would help them line up the poems first, okay? Once that's lined up, they would go and start writing the poems for you. They will tell you which poem would go where, how they would go and format it for you, how they would go and plot it for you. All right, they would help you create your index and everything, table of content from top to bottom. So everything that's required for the book will be covered from our professionals. Of course, will be discussed with you time to time, and on your approvals, it will be given to your book. Okay? Same thing we'll do for the book cover. If you have a book cover in mind, fantastic. Throw your idea to us. We'll bring your idea into life. If you do not have a book cover in mind, no worries at all. Our creative designers will go ahead and come up with impressive ideas for you, give you a couple of variations for you to go and choose from, and once you choose the best one, it will be given to your book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, writing is done. Book cover is done. The next step is formatting. Formatting in reference to ebook, paperback, and hardcover. That will be available for all the platforms. We will format the book into a manner that it can be published everywhere it is. Now, since you're talking about a 20 pages, 20 poems, I am expecting this book to be around 30, 35 pages, or 32 pages, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, if you're exceeding 35 pages, fantastic. Paperback, hardcover would not be an issue. It's fulfilling the publishing standards. But if it's less than 35 pages and more than 20 pages, then it can qualify for ebook only on any of the platforms that you choose. That's on Amazon, that's on Barnes & Noble, that's on Google Books. Only ebook version will be available for your book. So if you want to make sure that you want to have yourself a paperback and hardcover for this book, we will have to exceed 35 pages, 35 or maybe more, just to be on the safest side, and then we will be able to make it into a paperback and hardcover too. Make sense?
So, but all your poems don't have to be short poems. Like, some poems are just written It might take up two pages or so, you know, or one page for one poem. But it might carry over. Would that be possible if it's long? All my poems, I have short ones and long ones.
Absolutely. This is actually the plan. This is actually the plan, all right, that we would stretch up the poem to two pages, all right, if there is a possibility or if there is room for that. If not, then we have different options to play with. For example, increasing, you know, the spacing of the book, or maybe, you know, shorting the book in reference to the trim size, go by 6x9, you know. Don't go ahead and make a long one, make a short one. So this is how you would increase the number of pages, okay? So this is our tactic. We would go and guide you on this. By the way, table of content, author's bio, indexing, referencing, everything that's done apart from poem will be a part of the book and will be a part of 35 pages. So we
how
would
long
go
would
and
it, how long would something like that take?
20 to 30 pages book can be easily live in about 40, 45 days timeline, maximum, to be on the maximum side.
Right. Oh, that's good. I mean, you know, because the thing is, you know, I'm at the point I've been writing since 2015.
Wow.
And, you know, I've been looking around Amazon. I've been, you know, just recently I was looking into a chat book. What is it called? A chat book.
Mm-hmm. Chat book.
But
I got
too much material for a chat book. I just don't want to go that route. I just want to go, you know, like you said, an e-book or a cover back book. I just want to get started and get the stuff out there to my readers, my family, and you know, friends and stuff. But just the other day, I was looking up on Fiverr. You know, they was having ghostwriters that you can pay to write your book. But you mentioned that with your company, that's involved with the package.
That's involved,
right?
Indeed. That is
okay,
a part
I'm
of
so
the
glad
package.
To hear that because I'm
just
like,
to let you know.
At 50...
Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
They told you. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, they were saying $50 to pay up front, and whoever the guy was to call you or whatever. But I heard recently that, I think it was on YouTube, where the lady had kept having problems with the ghostwriter that what she wanted written wasn't written. It was all, you know, she had to pay more money and different stuff like that.
See, with Fiverr and with Fiverr and with other platforms
Upwork,
on Guru,
there's
Guru as well that you can actually lose. But, you know, these are freelancers. To be honest, these are freelancers. I am a published author myself. I've been writing children's books from the last 13 years, and I've got a 7-book series up on Amazon from the last 7 years. You can have a look at it as well. It's under my name, Daniel Garcia. Just to let you know that my experience does not let me or allows me to guide anyone that goes through a freelancer, because I have got very bad experience with them. And trust me, I've got clients on board at the moment who have used freelancing services, but they were completely dissatisfied, and eventually they had to go and sign up with the company to go and get their book going. Because freelancers are good for blogs, are excellent for articles. If you want to write a website content, hire them up. Okay, they are excellent at, you know, creating SEO-optimized content. Eventually, this is not a content, or this is not, book is not eventually number of pages which just has, you know, content on it. Okay, book is an idea. Book is a picture, all right? And, you know, a successful author is a person who is able to paint the picture in the right way that the reader is able to see the idea that he's trying to explain him in words. You know, for example, if I'm telling you an apple, all right, and if I'm describing an apple in the book, and if you're not able to make up an apple picture in your mind, I'm losing. I've lost the battle because I'm not a good author. But if my sentence tells you the first thing that there's an apple that's coming up, and you're able to create that red color ball picture in your mind, that means you're on the right page, right? And I'm on the right side. That means I'm a good author. I'm able to explain you everything in writing, and I'm able to create that picture. So that's really important. So freelancers, I would say, are not that much useful. You would find much cheaper options out there, but I would recommend don't go for freelancers, and especially for cheap options. Cheap options are really not effective for books.
That's why I said I've been looking around different stuff, but that didn't sit well with me either. That's why
I can understand.
On the
I'm hearing the same thing. With firms, the worst part would be...
Like,
yes, indeed. This is what we actually... for the publisher. With firms, the problem is that it might sound a bit expensive to you, all right, with renowned firms, but the best part is that you will be able to finalize this book. You will be able to have something guaranteed. You'll be able to line up things for you, all right? And the best part about notebook writing is that we go ahead and take the guarantee and responsibility of the complete project from top to bottom. And in case if anything is not up to the mark, all right, we offer you 100% money-back guarantee. That means, for example, if the content is written, everything is up and up, your book cover is designed, the book is not able to be published due to any reason. So you can claim your complete money back. Take the work, take your book, take your cover, walk away with complete 100% refund, all right, and I don't mind you doing that. But in 90% cases, it does not happen this way. We are holding a 90% success ratio from the last 12 years. And again, your idea, what you're coming up with, 35 pages, short poems book, is something which is really basic, all right? 40 days timeline is, you know, maximum what we would consume with the four-person team on it. I am assuming you can complete it much more earlier, but completely depends on your feedback. If you're replying on time, you're giving your feedback on time, you're available for communication right then and there, the book can be done and will be done much more earlier than the given timeline.
Well, then, can you can write more poetry on the way. I don't have to have everything written. Like, say I have, like, 25 and I have a poem that I say, well, I want to refresh it and write.
Yeah.
Maybe I can think of a poem on the way while I'm into the writing. I might come up with something, but I can still always incorporate new stuff into, like, until it's finished, right?
Not an issue. Not an issue. Sounds great to us.
Until the book is finished.
Until the book is finished, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's not a problem. See, if you are, now, for example, if you're talking about 20, 25 poems, all right, you're going few poems more or less, all right, few pages more or less up and down, that makes sense, all right? Now, here we are discussing about 20 pages poem, 20 poems, all right? Now, in between of the process, if you come up with 20 more, all right, then I might ask you to pay anything additional, but if you're going few pages more or less, all right, it's up and up. I'll try to cover it in the same cost. You won't have to pay anything additional.
I just want to do the maximum. I mean, what's you are all maximum? I told you that I've searched around and.
Well, I've seen a poems book which is up to 150 pages as well. We have got clients over here who have books about 550 pages. I've got a client over here recently.
What's the minimum pages? What's the minimum you could start the book with? Like you said, when
20.
I first started, I said
20 for ebook and 35 for paperback and hardcover. Yes.
Okay, 20. I'm writing this down. 20 for ebooks and 35 for
paperback or hardcover.
Paperback. Oh, so you can get 3 books out of this then?
Yeah. This is what I'm trying to say.
I would make a book available
in all the 3 formats, in ebook, paperback, hardcover. That means if a person is a person who wants to read the book while he has the book physically in his hands, so he can go on Amazon, order a copy of yours, Amazon will take care of the printing, and will ship it to the client as well. You won't have to worry about it, and he will deliver you whatsoever your share is out of royalties, okay? Amazon will do that directly to you. We don't come in between. We integrate your bank account with them.
So when you say royalties, do you have to be pass away to get the royalties, or can you get the royalties? How do the royalties, do that come every month or something like that, or do you...
Well, it depends on you. I've seen authors over here who prefer having royalties after a year. So their account is set up annually that every annual or every year, Amazon sends them a check, all right, of what they have actually sold in terms of this book, all right? Now, I've got clients over here who want royalties every month, all right? So what we do is we integrate their bank accounts with Amazon when we are actually self-publishing the book under your name. So this way, whatsoever the amount will be, for example, you made, $500 or $600 out of the book sale, so that will be transferred to your account directly from Amazon.
Now, when you say publishing, is that, even though I'm working with a company, is that still self-publishing?
Self-publishing
because I'm not doing it right.
No.
But
self-publishing means that you are actually publishing the book under your name. You're the whole and sole author of the book.
Everything goes
to you, okay? That means, for example, once I would publish the book, all right, you will be liable to hold 80% of the royalties for the book. 20% of your royalties
mm-hmm.
would go to Amazon for printing and
mm-hmm.
shipping the book to the client. And I guess that's not a very bad
okay.
cost at all. If you keep $10 for your cost for this book, $2 will go to Amazon for printing and shipping, and that's not a bad cost. Remaining 80% will completely drop to you. If you add a publisher to the book, let's say, for example, you want to have a literary agent, Harper and Colon, or maybe any other big platform which you use for publishing the book, then they would actually keep royalties out of it. They won't charge you much for publishing it because they would make money from the royalties that you would be getting from Amazon.
But your company don't do that. You're
No. We charge you a one-time fee up front against the services, and you're done from our part. Then you don't have to pay anything to us in terms of anything additional for the same services. Okay, now if you added another service, if you want to add one more service to it, then I'd ask you to pay anything extra. But if you're going ahead with the same services, there is no additional cost, no royalties, no ongoing fees. It's just a one-time fee that would cover everything in it.
Okay. Okay. So, well, it looked like I hit. Sound like I might have hit the jackpot. What I've been looking for.
Possible. I would say you are lucky enough to hit the jackpot because we are running a great discount here today. So I'm sure I can give you nominal rates and very good costing against all the packages that we have available, bundles that we have available. Right now, what we are talking about is basic bundle. Basic bundle includes editing, proofreading, formatting, adding a book cover, that means creating a book cover for you, unlimited revisions, expert team of editors, writers, and along with it, eventually help you publish the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Google Books. So there are three platforms involved in it. So if you go with this bundle, normally what we charge is $1,800 for this, but since we are running a great discount, I'll be able to offer you a flat 50% discount on the total fee. So it goes down to $900 only for everything from top to bottom. That means your book will then be our responsibility. We need to make sure that in the next 30 days, this goes live on Amazon under your name and you start receiving your incoming royalties or sales.
Okay, so
and
the
in
right
case,
20, so you're saying to write the book out, the package I'm going to be receiving would be $900?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again, 20?
You said the package that I need,
mm-hmm,
the basic
mm-hmm.
package, would be
$900? $900, indeed. With the discounts, with everything, it would go down to $900. In $900, we are covering everything for you, from writing to editing to proofreading to formatting, adding a table of content, adding referencing, adding author's bio. That means who wrote the book. It's you who wrote the book. So your bio would go on the front page of the book along with your picture of it. So that will be taken care of. Copyrights, ISBN for the book, we would help you obtain them. Once the book would be ready, once it will be ready for publishing, we will apply and file copyrights for you for this book and attempt an ISBN. And whatsoever the process will be explained to you accordingly at that time that this is a cost and that needs to be done, and then you decide if you want to go through us or you want to do it at your own end.
So is that an extra fee or something?
ISBN, I'm afraid, will be an extra fee. Will be an extra fee.
Oh, so ISB is that? So that's what they do at the end of the book.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
end of the book before
is,
publishing.
What is that exactly?
ISB stands for
the
international.
Publisher.
Yeah, international standard book number. You might have noticed on the backside of a book, any book that you might have held in your hands, you might have seen on the backside of the book, there's a barcode with 12, 15 numbers on it. So that's an ISBN.
Mm-hmm.
Every book is
okay.
given with a unique ISBN. Before that, you need to go ahead and copyright the book. You need to register the book under your name. So the number of words, the cover that you have designed for this book, the poems that you're writing for the book, the colors that you're using on the cover, everything will be registered under your name. And against that, you would receive a unique ISBN for your book that would go on the back side of your book.
Wow, that sounds good. Sounds
so
like
we would hope you apply for it. Eventually, this is not an in-house service, okay, because we do not give ISBN numbers. It's the Library of Congress
well,
that does that.
What would I have to apply? Where would I have to apply with that? Apply for that? For?
We would tell you.
In
we will tell
company?
You. No. It's Library of Congress
that
where you have to go and apply for the ISBNs and for copyrights, okay? And whatsoever the process will be for that, all right, will be explained to you, all right? Once the book will be ready, once it's ready for publishing, we would give you the option for copyright, for ISBN. Then it depends on you, that you want to do it at your own or you want to use us to do it.
Okay, well, that's way down the road.
That's way down the road. So I'm guiding you in
future.
Okay,
now let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
You said the book was altogether, the package was $900. Now, do you have to pay that up front all at once?
Well, normally we offer payment plans, all right, in which we offer you the payments to be divided in two ways, 50-50, or you can divide the payment in three ways. But that's accepted on the regular cost. When it comes to a reduced price, we request you to pay the complete amount up front.
Really? Oh, man. Do
you have shortage with funds?
Hmm?
Do you have shortage with funds?
I don't have those funds available right now. not at that point.
Why don't you do it this way? If you want to book the discounts and you are feeling that yes, you want to do it, so you can start with 60% of the payments to be upfront, and remaining 40% I can schedule of yours to be paid within this month, later down the road, this week or maybe next week. If this sounds helpful. Out of 960% of that will be $540, and remaining would be $360 that I'll ask you to pay after a week or two.
Oh, that sounds. I think I better save up some money first before I start this. Because right now,
okay.
it's kind of like it's too.
How much is your budget?
Steep.
You tell me.
Hmm.
How much is your budget? How much were you looking to spend on this, in simple words?
I was thinking maybe $200 to get started, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And
really, to tell the truth, I'm not working. I'm on benefits, and so I don't have a job at this point. So I'm on benefits, so I can't divulge all my businesses. I need to live on something, so that's why. Maybe it's a good idea for me to start saving up the $500 and then call back, or then that way it won't hurt me, because then I would only owe the $300 and something after that. Once I got started.
Okay, I can give you a way out. Okay, do you want to do it this way? That, for example, okay, hold on, let me do some math over here. Your total payable without the discounts is $1,800. So I'm sure you need the discounts badly, because this is the best thing that would help you to save $900 straightforward. You know, so the discount is really important for you, what I understand. Now, what I can do for you is I can help you this way, that we can divide the payment in three ways, three equal payments, if that helps you, where you can pay $300 upfront, $300 once half of the book is done, and $300 before publishing.
That sounds better.
And in between of that, if I'll have some more discounts coming up later down the road, let's say next month, maybe after a few weeks or something, I'll keep you in loop and we'll see what's the best we can do on this. We'll try to waive off that remaining $600 as well. Not a promise, I'm just telling you that I'll try to, but this is something I prefer that will be doable for you. $300, $300, $300, and in between, if I'll get some discounts, I'll try to waive off that $600 and maybe give you an ease or maybe help on that as well.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sounds doable? Okay. So here what
yeah,
we'll have to do, or how does that work? It's very simple. All right, first we'll have to go and get you on board by completing the order process online. I'll go ahead and take care of the process for you. I'll have to have your basic information, sign you up for it. I'll ask you for any basic debit credit card that you want to use for the payments. Once that's done, I'll deliver you the agreement, review it, sign it, send it back to us, tell us you're working in the right direction. Along with it, I'll connect you with the team right then and there. The team would give you a welcome call. They would speak to you. They would ask you if you have written out something. So you told me you have Google Docs Word available, right? So shoot the link
yes.
to them. Whatsoever is available, one page, half a page, two pages, 50 pages, whatsoever is available. Send it to them. Let them review it. They would call you again. They would interview you again. And upon your
I thought I was getting a ghostwriter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so I won't have to send any material in? I'll just send to
you
send
would
it
send
to,
in,
to Google Docs?
if you don't send in any material, so it's completely up and up, okay? You can dictate the poems of the following book and go and write it for you. Just an ease, okay? But if you have something available, if you already worked on it, if you have a half of a page or maybe a page available, maybe 2, 3, 4 poems lined up on a Google Doc, send it to us. It would put the writer into ease. At least he would have basic understanding of what you're looking at.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, just for any help.
I have a couple written.
Couple written, fantastic.
Yeah.
Send it to us. They would have a base idea of what you're looking at, you know, when I'll send them the job and
well,
I'll send them the job.
I don't have any idea how to, I have my, a friend of mine.
No, no, the writer will have the basic idea from your couple of poems that you have written.
Okay, but I don't know how to send it. Would they be able to send me information to send? How would they get the Google Docs from my computer?
You have a link to it?
Sending it over.
When you work on Google Docs, on the top you will see a URL. A link to it, right?
URL, okay.
Yeah. Send the URL, send the link. The URL, I mean, is www.notebookwriting.com is a URL. Starts with www.engine.com is a URL, okay? So send that to the writing team, all right? They would go and review that. If you're not able to do that, just copy it, paste it in the email, and send it to us.
Okay.
We just want to review it. I just want to share something with the writers to show them that this is what Carlita wants, okay? Something in writing, just to so that they have confidence on everything and how it will move forward. This gives them a basic idea. Remaining, everything will be taken care of over the phone. They would interview you. They would schedule everything for you. They would hear you out and write everything for you accordingly. And on that as well, you would have options for approvals. That means it's not that, for example, if I'm writing something, you like it or not, I continue writing. No, it's not like that. You would have rights to review everything that you're writing. You would have rights to approve everything. On your approvals, we move on to the next step. If you don't approve a certain step, we redo the job again for you, or we revise it back and forth for you until you're completely satisfied.
So you're saying, like, let me ask you a question. So every poem that I think I know how to write a poem, I'm not an expert in anything. So what they do, if I write one and they read it, they can estimate whether it's going to be a good poem to put in a book, or they can revise it or help me revise it, something like that.
Exactly.
Okay, that's
and if you're not able to write it due to any reason, so you can go ahead and dictate the poem over the phone, they will write it for you.
Okay, I can read it off of my I can read it to them the whole page, and then they can dictate.
Sounds good.
It's like being in the courtroom where they do the dictation, where she be over there with writing with her hand, like on that little. So I mean, they'll do when I read the poem to them, they'll write it down, and then they'll go over it.
Exactly. You read it to them, they would write it to you.
On what I need to do.
If you've written out something, then they would give you feedback, all right, that this is what needs to be fixed, or that needs to be fixed, or there are spelling errors, or there are grammatical errors, or whatever it is, that will be fixed. And will be discussed with you, that this is what we are changing, this is what we are fixing. You approve that, we move on to the next part. You don't approve it, you need changes in it, so unlimited revisions are backing up with you. Make us work back and forth until you're completely satisfied on the specific portion, and then we move on to the next part.
Okay.
Makes sense. Same
and, you know,
thing.
I've also worked on other stuff that I've written that maybe can go as a children's book, or then I have something written like for a Stephen King horror story. Like, so when I was writing, I must have jumped from different genres. I think I probably have something in fiction. I probably have something in nonfiction. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I was writing, I couldn't distinguish which category was what. I was just writing, you know, so I might have a lot of different things.
No issues at all.
But I know the Stephen King and all that stuff can fit into a poetry book, so I have certain different stuff. So when you say the first payment of the 300, how would that work?
Okay, we accept payments through debit or credit card. So do you have a debit or credit card available?
Would that have to be the whole 300 at once?
How do you want me to divide this for you further?
Well, I can do the 3 this month.
I'm sorry?
I can do the 3 this month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you mean to say you want to do it this month, but it's not available today?
No, well, I have to call you back on because, like I said, I'm on assistance, and I don't think I have to wait till I get the money first, but it'll be this month. It'll be this month.
Okay, this is exactly what I'm looking for, but I was looking to go and get you started today. Reason why is because we had limited coupons for the 50% discount, and trust me, with your requirements, what you're telling me, I feel that you need this discount really badly, so I am holding this for you for the day. So if you want to get back to us today and confirm upon it and have this started, I would love to go and get this going for you.
All right, then. Okay, where can I call you back at?
You can call me back on the same number.
Okay, what number? I forgot what number it was. I was on my phone where I'm talking to you right now.
Yes, you can call me back on the same number. Do you want to note down my cell phone number?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. It's 224.
Mm-hmm.
419.
Mm-hmm.
4670.
4670.
Mm-hmm.
4670. Okay. 4670. Your name is?
Daniel Garcia.
And you said the number is 4670?
Yes. I'll repeat it for you again. It's 224-419-4670.
Okay.
Same
your
thing?
Name is Daniel.
D-A-N-I-E-L. Last name Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A.
G-A-R-C-I-A.
Indeed. The company
okay.
that you're calling for or you're calling to or you're speaking with is Noombook Writing. That starts with G as a gorilla, N for Nancy, O for octopus, M for mother, and E for editing.
Okay. So that's Chromebook editing.
No, it's Noom Book Writing. It's G.
Okay,
is
Noom Book Writing. Okay.
Indeed.
I got you. Okay. All right. That sounds pretty good. I'll give you a call back later on this evening. Or
no.
if not this evening, it'll be early morning, Tuesday morning. But,
no
I'll,
problem.
I'll definitely give you a call back either way, okay?
No problem. Anything you have a question,
right.
Anything which is not making sense, anything you want to ask me, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty much everything. I'm going to go in here today and gather up my poems and see how many exactly I have, and then that way I got something to a project to work on, you know, work towards.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll call you back later on today or tomorrow morning. Okay.
Absolutely. Take your
Thank
time,
you
Carlita.
Very much. I enjoy speaking with you, and you're the first person that actually made it make sense all these years.
Oh, thank you very
I've
much.
Been looking around.
Oh.
I'll call you back later. Thank you.
No problem at all, ma'am. It was a pleasure speaking
all
with
right,
you.
Bye-bye.
I hope to speak with you soon again. You have a nice day.
Okay. All right, you too.
You too.
Bye-bye.